Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Last week, we met Bo Breslin, Dan's new doggy. And he came to the studio for a visit.
I loved him.
He is a joy, a lovely, temperamented dog, but wow, he doesn't know how to sit, stay, calm, nothing.
He ain't got no formal training, Kennedy.
And every morning, Dan comes in here looking a little more beat down,
a little more ragged. In a week and a half.
His mom, Nancy, just sits on the couch staring out into the wilderness saying, what have I done? What have I done?
Rocking back and forth.
And so I thought I would ask my friend Ashley to come on. Ashley runs Northern Canine. She had Elvis for a couple of weeks, and she told me Elvis was very hard to take for walks. He would walk me. Mm-hmm. And she told me, by the time you get him back, you will be able to hold a coffee mug in your hand and his leash, and you won't spill a drop. And I have. It's totally true.
Wow.
So, Ashley, how are you, honey? Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. Hi. So, Ashley, Dan, Ashley, I'm going to leave it to you guys.
Yes, please be my Caesar Milan. All right, so my dog, Bo, he's somewhere between 8 months and a year. We don't know exactly because he's a rescue. He's just been running roughshod in Tennessee before we got him.
Okay.
And he's a Great Dane Lab mix. He's Labradane, as they're called, I guess. And he's already 70 pounds as a puppy. So he's very big with no formal training. And one of the biggest issues, Kennedy already said, is we don't walk him. He walks us. I'm pretty sure my mother has somersaulted down the street a couple times with Bo.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's like an extreme sport walking him.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not good. And, you know, the walk is one of the most important things we can do with our dog. Dogs are migratory creatures. They like to move, you know, with their packs together. And that, you know, they have a generally a bigger radius in which they want to stay with the group than we do. We generally put them on, you know, a 6-foot leash, kind of restrict that radius a little bit more when dogs travel together. You're looking more at like 50, 100 feet is, you know, they consider the group to still be together. So we have to kind of slow them down and show them how to walk with us. In doing that, you know, it's quite a process, especially with a big dog. And what you want to do is slow things down. Walk a few steps, you know, keep that leash loose, treat. Walk a few steps, keep that leash loose, give them a treat. But you want to focus on short walks at first and quality over quantity, for sure. So don't try to get out there and just get that distance in. You want to slow things down and really get that dog focused on you. Even if you just bring them outside, have them do some sits with you, you know. Really, that the walk, but again, it's the most important thing you can do for your dog, and you want to enjoy it.
But Ashley, he has so much energy. Short walks will not do. He's up. We don't sleep. So, he's never asleep. He needs to walk long walks.
And when he does sleep, where is he at night? Are you doing crate training? Are you doing anything like that in the house?
He sleeps in the bed with my parents because my mother.
Oh, boy.
See, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I hope she's listening. See, Mom?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there might be some housebreaking issues going on, too.
Yeah, he has peed in the house a couple times, and it's unfortunate he's not housebroken because it's not puppy pee pad pee. It's 70-pound. It's 70-pound dog pee.
It's like a river. Yeah, no.
He peed in the hallway a bunch of times right near his dog food. Is that a thing? Is he like marking his area?
He just doesn't know where he's supposed to pee. So with, you know, especially a rescue dog that's come up from Tennessee, I've fostered a lot of dogs who have come up from the South, specifically Arkansas, most of the time. And they're, you know, a lot of times living outside down there, living in the shelters, and they can just pee wherever they are. So you got to pattern that behavior. So what you want to do is, you know, first thing in the morning when he's going to be waking up, bring him outside. And, you know, a few times during the night, ideally he would be in a crate and you'd bring him outside. Most dogs will not soil in their crate. That's why we do crate training with puppies, to kind of keep them in an area that they're going to want to keep clean. And then we bring them to where we want them to pee, mainly outside, put them there, and just we're setting a pattern. So we want to show him exactly where we want him to do it. And don't, you know, if you find the pee, you don't have to scold him. You just want to set him up for success. That's the thing. It's really patterning a new behavior, and having him in the bed might make that a little trickier, but I know some people are really adamant on the dog being in the bed.
Yeah, they got a nice king size. I don't blame them for wanting to be up there.
They must have a lot of space in that bed.
That's a big dog. Right. Is there a difference, Ashley, between, because as Dan was saying, he has a lot of energy, so taking him for short walks doesn't work, but that's, taking him for walks is different than exercise, right? Taking him for walks, and we're learning to walk. Exercise is a different animal entirely, yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, for sure. Like when people say, like, oh, you know, my dog, when I ask somebody, do you exercise your dog? What's your exercise program for the dog? Like, oh, we have a big backyard, he can run around. That's great. But, you know, if a doctor tells somebody they need to get a little more exercise, people aren't going to think, okay, let me go run around my backyard, right? You're gonna go do something a little more structured than that. So we want, and again, you'd be surprised, but even with a short walk, the mental part of it, slowing him down, working on those commands while on the walk, will exhaust him in a different way. Like, I promise you, I don't take dogs when I'm training the craziest of the crazy dogs. I don't take them on long walks. It's short. We go, you know, around a couple blocks. We stop. We sit. And that mental focus is like a kid in school. You know, they get tired after a day at school, not from the physical work. It's the mental work. So that's the main thing. You want to work that mind. And, you know, a Lab and a Great Dane, both very, you know, excellent breeds. And they really like to be in tune with their handlers. So when you can get that stuff, you know, looking a little bit better, your walks are going to be better. You want him to know you're on the other end of the leash, basically, which it sounds like he doesn't.
Yeah, no, right? No.
He don't know nothing. Right?
It's crazy to me how similar babies and puppies are. It really is.
We have not slept like a newborn baby.
I know.
All right, one last thing, Ashley.
He's gonna keep you up at night as long as he has the energy. So try to drain him. But go ahead.
Yeah, my mother would kill me if we didn't address this one, because this is the biggest one. He has been nipping a lot when he gets really excited. Like she cut her nose the other day because she made the silly idea of trying to give him a treat with her mouth.
Oh dear.
Oh my God.
We're not ready. We're not there yet.
Oh, Nancy.
But no, when he gets really excited and he wants to play, he nips, and he doesn't realize he's 70 pounds and huge. And it hurts when he nips.
Right, yeah, so way too big, you know, he's past the age of where we're going to have that, like, teething going on, so he's not, like, his teeth are growing in, he needs to be chewing on us, so
he's just being a jerk.
Yeah, a little bit, and he wants to play. You know, dogs use their mouth. If you watch dogs play with each other, they'll kind of nip at each other, but unfortunately, you know, we don't tend to like to play in that way as much.
How do we stop
him? As dogs do. So, first of all, it's going to be, he's doing that from, you know, kind of a lack of stimulation. He's looking to get some entertainment out of it. You know, they start nipping, we start, kind of moving away. It becomes like a game to the dog. So, if he likes to bite and use his mouth, find a toy. You want to play tug of war with him a little bit, get some of that energy out, and also put him on a leash when he's in the house. Just clip him into his collar, harness, whatever you have. That way when he starts to jump up and nip, you can kind of, you know, use the leash to guide him away. When the dog is off leash, many people don't think to use the leash in the house, but trust me, any dog trainer will tell you it's a great tool, because when he's jumping up and nipping you, and you know, you push him down, you kind of push him off of you, he comes back like it's a game. It's this big, like, contact body game. Like, oh, I jump up, I nip, you push me down. So much fun. With the leash, he jumps up, you kind of use some leash pressure, like pull him down a little bit. Once he's sitting, you give him a treat. I always say, what you pet is what you get. You know,
24-hour lockdown. Keep on the leash.
Well, Ashley,
give him a lot of structure. Basically, we're teaching them, we're setting the dog up for success. Like, we want to basically, when people say, my dog does this, my answer is, well, don't let him do the thing.
Ashley,
the thing to create new patterns.
I thank you so much for coming on with us. And if you guys would like more information, seriously, she's a miracle worker. Northern K9, it's northernk9training.com on Facebook and Instagram. And Dan, I can't encourage you enough to take advantage of some of this.
We're calling in some professionals for sure.
Ashley, thank you so much. Yeah, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for having me. You as well, guys.
All right, sweetie.
Week.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.